Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from Wildcat Extension District. Healthy animals don't just happen, they take time and care. One step in keeping animals healthy involves vaccinating them to protect against disease. In order to accomplish good protection against disease, it's important to handle vaccines properly. To protect your animals against infectious diseases, it's important to vaccinate not only at the right time, but with the right product. Properly handling the vaccine from the time it's purchased to the time it's given to the animals will ensure the best immunity. When buying vaccines, purchase from a reputable source who will deliver a high-quality vaccine. Most should be stored in a refrigerator. Heat can make the vaccines ineffective, so they shouldn't be allowed to warm up to room temperature at any time, and freezing can also make them ineffective. If you buy vaccines that need to be mixed, use only the rehydrating solution packaged with the vaccine. Determine how many animals you need to vaccinate and only mix enough to vaccinate that number. Any leftover vaccine should be thrown away as it loses its effectiveness during storage. For some vaccines, this can be as quickly as 1 or 2 hours after it's been rehydrated. So, only mix what you will use in a very short period of time. Generally, there are two types of vaccines, modified live and killed. Modified live vaccines have been treated so that the disease virus will not cause the disease, but will allow the animal to produce immunity to the disease. This occurs when the virus reproduces in the animal's body and the animal's immune system then develops antibodies. These vaccines are generally not safe to give to pregnant animals because the vaccine mimics an infection. Killed vaccines are made from viruses or bacteria that are no longer active. This type of vaccine stimulates the animal's body to produce antibodies, which prevent the animal from getting the disease if the animal is exposed. These vaccines can be given to pregnant animals. Follow label directions for how to give the injections. Some products call for subcutaneous injections, which are under the skin. Other products should be given in the muscle. The best area to give the injection is in the neck. Vaccination timing will also be on the label. Be sure to follow directions for age of animal and if another vaccination needs to be given at a later period. Younger animals tend to need that booster shot 2 to 4 weeks later. Then, annual boosters are recommended using a single dose. If the animals receiving the injection will be used for meat, make sure you check withdrawal times. Most withdrawal times are 21 to 28 days after an injection. Handling vaccines properly will help ensure that the product will produce immunity against specific diseases within your herds. For more information on this and other topics, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.